If you're going to talk retail in South Florida, you pretty much have to talk about Sawgrass Mills Mall. Sawgrass Mills takes up almost 2.5 million square feet. It's regularly compared to Disney as a tourist attraction. And every day, it's got plenty of these rolling through it. That's the sound of suitcase wheels.
Every day I say, my God.
Oscar Etienne works at Carry On. It's a kiosk store that sells rolling suitcases. You know, they call them spinners.
The tourists come to buy more suitcases.
They like to actually load their suitcases up while they're shopping and then roll them right with them to the airport.
And that's Luann Lenberg. She's general manager of the entire mall, a big job she's compared before to running a small city, especially during the holiday season. I'd heard about the Sawgrass suitcase phenomenon, but I wasn't sure I'd spot one during my Wednesday morning visit. It was a weekday, when the mall tends to be quieter. Most of the suitcase shoppers I approached didn't want to try their English with my microphone.
Are you shopping today?
Yes.
Are you shopping? No. You're
no.
Not shopping?
Oh,
okay.
No.
Is she shopping? Are you together?
No.
Okay. Excuse me. Hi. Are you shopping today?
Sawgrass Mills is known for attracting visitors from countries like Germany, Brazil, Venezuela, France. And most of these international shoppers spend more money in one visit than any local does. Of course, they don't visit as often. The mall is also seeing a new surge in shoppers from Asia, particularly Japan and Korea. To keep things fresh, Sawgrass Mills has been expanding its colonnade shops. For those of you who don't know, that's the stretch of designer stores with brag names like Versace and Tourneau. Just this week, Sawgrass announced Jimmy Choo joined their retail mix.
All the stores are here.
Silvia Belgiudice is a shopper visiting from the Dominican Republic. She sounds like a commercial for the place.
Do you come to Sawgrass Mills a lot?
Every time that I come to Florida, yes.
Is there one thing in particular that you remember that you bought for someone or for yourself that you loved?
Yes, a watch.
Do you spend too much?
Yes.
Proof that shopping for deals isn't unique to the American consumer. From the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Karen Rundlett.